So welcome to the e-com growth show, where we cut through the chaos of e-com growth and show you how to build a business that scales and supports the life that you actually want. I'm your host, Brittany, former boutique owner turned growth strategist for e-com owners like yourself. And today I'm joined by co-founders of Shopanova and Bloom, Robbie Switzer and Danny Stafford. We created this podcast to pull back the curtain on what's really working to grow Shopify brands to consistent 100K plus months without burnout or guesswork. Whether you're getting traction or scaling fast, this show is designed to help you simplify, focus, and grow with purpose.
Okay, we are wrapping up season 6 of the Ecom Growth Show. We're going to be taking a break for the holidays, and I hope you guys have a fantastic holiday as well. And we are going to be resuming in January 2026, coming in hot and super strong and ready for the new year. So today we want to do an end of the year recap. We're going to celebrate some client wins, some wins that we've had as a company, and also dive into some of the specifics of why some of these clients are winning and having incredible, incredible results. So some wins that I do want to dive into before we get started on client specifics is, first and foremost, Bloom turned one this year, which is super, super exciting. Yes, this was a dream come true and a lot of hard work. And we are so excited, not just to celebrate it as a company, but also to celebrate it with our clients as well. Secondly, this is something I'm super, super proud of, not just for us once again, but for our clients as well. We have averaged 100% growth for our clients. So that means that if people have joined Bloom, they have on average doubled their sales, which is absolutely unheard of. And that's just the average. That means that some people are 2x-ing, 3x-ing, even 10x-ing their revenue. And they're also getting more of their lives back, and they're reclaiming their freedom, which is phenomenal.
Heck yeah. I love that. And I love, so Bloom turning one is such a big deal. Really what it marks for me is us now having the ability to influence store owners at another level that we couldn't necessarily influence or touch as just being like a done-for-you marketing service. So with the Bloom clients, it's more of a coaching arrangement, and we can actually work with people on some of the biggest bottlenecks that they have in their growth, such as margins, really going deep into branding and positioning, even just like using the business as a tool to reclaim time, spend more time with their family, and build a business that supports their lifestyle more than like just showing up to run their ads for them. So that's been really cool to be able to have a dream to unlock that for people and figuring out a vehicle to make that happen. Now we're a year in, and literally over 100 people have benefited from that and off to the races.
100%. And something I really want to celebrate is not just the businesses that were impacted, but each of the businesses have an owner. So I want to celebrate the people behind the businesses and also some things about their lives. So with the brands that we help scale, not only do we help them scale, but some of my clients took their first family vacation ever this year since launching their business. Some got better sleep. They have delegated out their fulfillment and their marketing. They feel a lot more like stress-free. They have a better work-life balance. I had one particular client take an impromptu trip to see her college student in Europe. And because she could, she wasn't tied down by her business anymore, and she had the freedom and the capacity to do it. So this to me is so much more than just a revenue number. It's people getting their time back. It's people getting their family time back. It's honestly, some of these business owners, they got themselves back in this transition. They're not just working for their business. They can now work on their business versus just in it. So it's absolutely incredible.
Which is awesome, because that's normally like, if you ask why enough times consecutively, like a lot of times that's why people started their business in the first place. It's like, if you go a few layers deep, it's like, well, I kind of just wanted to be able to free up my time, to be able to manage my store from a laptop from anywhere in the world and be able to grow this awesome thing, retire my husband, like, or recruit my husband into the company. Like all of those things are, the reason why people started in the first place.
100%. So, couple clients that I want to talk about. I'm going to kind of start in order since they've joined. Tagaloha is absolutely one of my favorite companies that I've worked with to date. They are a, I'll say, small to medium-sized brand based out of Hawaii. They are a team dynamic, and their, not just their growth has been incredible to witness and to experience, because they started in the five-figure mark, and now they're going to reach over $1 million in revenue for the first time through their Shopify store, which is just absolutely life-changing for both of their families. And then something else that's been really cool is they were with us for about 6 months, and then they delegated out their marketing to the agency side of our business. And through that experience, they've actually been able to, instead of focusing on, you know, all the little details and managing their ad account, the owners actually focused on creating new product.
Mm-hmm.
As they reposition themselves as owners to really double down on content and developing new products, that continued to expand and grow their revenue. Honestly, like, they're just getting started in their journey. So, like, to me, they're completely unstoppable.
I'm so proud of AJ and Alana. These are the guys running the company. It was like when they came aboard, you know, I think a lot of people come aboard and they want us to just run their ads, but it's like, really, where you're at revenue wise with some of the issues that need to be resolved, it probably doesn't make sense to throw like a Ferrari engine into the car before you, like, you have your frame and your tire. I don't know. I'm trying to draw out a good analogy, but there's, like, foundational things that really only you guys can address. And it's, like, not where they wanted to live. Like, AJ running the ads, that wasn't his passion. His passion is other parts of the company. But he jumped in and he did what he had to do to lay the foundation for a high performance team to step in and take that off his plate. And a lot of people don't realize that's something that is necessary for their growth journey. But they just went, like, all in. They took extreme ownership over every part of the process, and they put their house in order. Once that took place, they put the high performance team into that, and it's just been, like, absolutely skyrocketing now. It's so awesome, and it's freed up their time to really do the parts of the business that they love, new product development. And now, like, all these things are, like, building off of one another, and it's kind of creating this flywheel of momentum. So I'm just, like, so happy. And, you know, as we reflect on it and as we close out season 6 of the Ecom Growth Show before we launch in the new year, it's just, like, it's so fun just to think about everything that has happened in this last year and all the amazing people that have been involved and the wins they've gotten.
For sure. One of my favorite things about Tagaloha is I've been meeting with Alana one-on-one, and my goodness, first of all, Alana, if you're listening, I'm so ridiculously over the top proud of you. You're an incredible woman, and she knows how much I love working with her. But she's just evolved and grown into this, like, incredible CEO role, and she's no longer restricted by all the different things that really overwhelmed her. And she's really able to be in this, like, creative, high-level leadership state, which is her best spot. So it's been really cool to see her not just evolve as a business owner, but also, like, as a person and as a leader too. And then with AJ, something that's been really fun is he's been, like, spending time on the road with his band. So he's been able to not have as much of that stress with his role with Tagaloha and be able to focus on other things that he really enjoys too. So it's just, like, really cool how much it's changed their lives and their dynamics, and it's going to continue to change your lives, which is super exciting.
Heck yeah. Who else we got?
Okay, we have Spider Industries.
Okay.
Spider Industries, yeah, with Josh and JC. So working with them, this is their second Black Friday, actually, that we've worked together. Their first Black Friday was insane. I feel like we learned so much together as far as like product and fulfillment. But last Black Friday was their best Black Friday. and their best sales to date at that time. It completely blew their goals out of the water. And then this year, they actually beat that, which was so phenomenal. When I was talking with JC, I was like, okay, what can we do better? She's like, honestly, I completely nailed it this year. Like, we nailed it. Like, the offer was great. The fulfillment was great and dialed in. And their sales, once again, just completely blew out of the water. So I'm just really excited for them and their team.
And just for context, like, what does Spider Industries sell?
That's a great question. I didn't know what this was until I met them. Headache rack. So it's a different truck accessories. So a headache rack just goes in the back window of your truck. So if you are in the truck market, you own a truck, 10 out of 10 recommend them the new custom headache rack.
Amazing.
I love how each one is a small advertisement.
Yeah, right.
Like, look at Sagaloha. You need a Pareo and you need a good headache rack from Spider Industries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another one that I'm super excited about is Pastabilities with Miss Carrie, who's also been just a delight of a human being to work with. I absolutely love her. But one thing about their brand is we work with a variety of brands. Some already have an established Shopify storefront. They're scaling online. They kind of feel stuck and we're helping them like bust out of those caps that they're running into. But with Pastabilities, they're a different type of brand for us. So she had a very strong wholesale market, but mm-hmm. she really wanted to grow and expand her direct to consumer, but was unsure how.
Yep.
So in our time together, she started at a rather low income level. So it was like her sales per month were less than 10K on average 7 months ago. And she just hit a multi six-figure month in November. So her growth was something crazy, like 4,300% since joining.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like she went from just pretty like average online sales to like hit her first 100K month. And we have like little gifts we send out. We're like, dude, get her the plaque. Like, get her the 100K plaque. And we mail that. And then it's like, the next month is closing and like, whoa, she's hitting 200 this month.
Yeah.
Get her another plaque. And she did it again. So she's like growing 100K clits just like month over month. Who knows if that sustains itself? Who cares? Like, she's doing so much. And like, it was for her, it was a dream come true to have like not only the wholesale revenue, but also direct consumer. And so now it's just like firing on all cylinders. And yeah, sky's the limit for her for sure.
100%. And I'm super excited for her. And we're just getting started. So she did ads and emails so far, but we haven't done any kind of like affiliate marketing or anything like that. And we haven't dived into TikTok shop or more of an organic strategy. So lots of different sales channels for her to grow and develop in 2026. So very, very excited for Carrie. She's like a powerhouse woman. One thing that I also want to celebrate for all of our clients across the board, whether they grew by like Carrie amount, which is huge, or smaller amounts and everywhere in between, is that each and every single one of them are showing up this year in 2025. They're showing up, they're doing the work, and they're learning the biggest levers for their business and how to grow their sales themselves. And that's so empowering. So I just feel so excited for our clients that every single one of them are being empowered in what runs their business and how to create that momentum in their business. They're not outsourcing their power. And I think that is like a huge, huge win for our clients across the board.
Like owning your future rather than renting it. It's all.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Awesome. And then another brand I want to shout out is a newer brand to Bloom. It's Old Swaru. So they actually specialize in custom. I should say
Old Cigarro.
Yeah. Old Cigarro. It's pronounced Old Swaru. But these guys are super cool. So it's two guys that co-own the business. And they only joined a couple months ago. They hit their goal within 3 months of working with us. Yeah, and they actually tripled their overall revenue in a super short amount of time. So now they're having conversations around, okay, like, how do we get a warehouse? How do we hire more people? Like, this is really working for us. So how can we continue to grow and expand? So really, really proud of the guys over at Old Swaru. So if you're in need of some cabinet drawer organization upgrades, go check out their website.
Yeah, super awesome. Just wood products and all kinds of cool stuff. Is this Swaru or Swaro?
I think it's Swaru because I just got off the phone with their coach and he. So I think I'm not. I'm so sorry, guys.
Well, yeah, cool. Either way, they're doing awesome.
Awesome. Okay. And then any other wins you want to shout out, Robbie, or?
Yeah. So we're talking a lot about, clients that kind of started in Bloom. Some of them have kind of shifted over into having just like full on done for you marketing services. For us, one shift we did is like, we really wanted to make those, like when we work with people, we're super invested in them. We're invested in their growth, and we actually structure those arrangements so that we're lessening their costs up front, and we kind of have some aligned incentives. Because like we want to go deep with people and we want to benefit when they grow and vice versa. We just want people to be all in on the growth of the companies we work with. So we've actually kind of rebranded that to be, you know, they're not just clients. These are premium partnerships that we have with people. But one thing, just as I am kind of reflecting on the previous year, there is kind of like a bittersweet win that I wanted to share. And our biggest growth story yet since starting Shopanova in 2016, they did end up moving on from us, which we always knew at some point they're going to grow to the level where it doesn't make sense to have an outsourced team, probably going to bring components of that in-house, probably change up their strategy to be even more omnichannel than we can take them with like Amazon and different retail and stuff like that. But there was a brand, we worked with them, I think in total it was maybe 5.5 or 6 years. When they came aboard, this is a men's apparel brand, they were doing 40K a month. So what does that end up being per year? So like, what is that? Let me just do the math. What's that?
$500,000 roughly.
$500,000. So doing like $500,000 a year. Pretty awesome brand. They're doing 40K. Well, when they, before they left, they had done like $44 million that year, which is just like an insane amount of growth. And we kind of went through all iterations of growth of like, it was just Meta ads. And then it was like, they get up above 100K a month. Now it's Meta and Google. And we're doing TikTok. We're doing all different types of content and email and all the things. And for them, it was just like year after year, doubling revenue, having bigger Black Friday, Cyber Mondays, bigger holiday seasons. And it was such a privilege and a blessing to be involved in that journey. They will always be a part of our story, even though we're no longer working together. But that's definitely like one that I'm so proud of and proud of our team for just being a part of that journey. Obviously, we're not 100% responsible for that growth. These were awesome people, always launching new, amazing products, which really helps us do our job well. And they were just like, they were in it, and I wish them nothing but the best, but we're no longer working with them. So that's the bitter part of the bittersweet win I wanted to reflect on. But it's really cool just to see our systems be validated and tested, you know, at the level of, hey, if you're doing 5K a month, we have things that are really going to work for you and are really going to grow your revenue. But also, if you're at 20 million and you want to go to 40, like we also have some really awesome stuff that we validated and figured out for bigger brands specifically. And yeah, just really working deeply with tons of fashion and apparel brands has been super cool. Yeah, been an awesome part of this last year and really refining those growth processes.
Awesome.
All in all though, I mean, what a wonderful year. Definitely looking forward to some of the stuff in 2026 and bringing everyone along for the ride. And I guess season 7 of the Ecom Growth Show.
100%. And guys, it is the end of the year, which means it is tax write-off season. So if you want to join now, get in soon and early, we would absolutely love to have you as a client, because 2026 is going to be your best year yet. If you don't know it, now you do, but it is going to be your best year yet. And I'm so excited for you, whether you're small, medium, big business, or whether you have a little bit of interference in the way that you talk to yourself or with your growth or what have you. We are ready for you and to help you grow in 2026. So you can go ahead and check us out on Instagram, send us a message and be like, hey, I'm in for 2026. And we'll go ahead and see if we're a good fit together and help you out.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much, Brittany. I know you did a lot of work, just kind of like pulling numbers and kind of seeing where everyone was at. So thank you for today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. See you guys. And until 2026, have a good holiday season.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ecom Growth Show, where clarity replaces chaos and strategy fuels freedom. If today's episode sparked any idea or gave you a clear next step, we'd love for you to subscribe, share it with a fellow brand owner, and leave a review so more entrepreneurs can grow with intention, not overwhelm. For more resources and real talk on scaling your Shopify brand the smart way, follow us on Instagram @ShopNova. Until next time, keep growing with purpose.